I have to confess, Jason, I couldn't be more surprised.
So I guess becoming an underworld crime boss wasn't the career you had in mind for me?
Not exactly. But if you know where Monty is, I'm relieved.
Monty's safe. He's at the hospital.
The hospital?
Calm down. He's all right.
But why did he have to go to the hospital?
He was in a plane crash, Dad. And Agent Tanner's knock on his head didn't help much. When she told us where she'd taken him, I sneaked here ahead of our meeting time. He was unconscious, so I had my boys take him. We admitted him under an assumed name. Dr. Graham's taking care of him.
Thank you.
Hey, he's my nephew too, remember? But I've got to fill you in about what's happening, in case it all goes wrong.
Are you expecting things to go wrong?
I'm afraid so.
There you are. I've come for my phone.
If it's your phone.
What's going on here? Why is it hooked up to that computer?
Eugene did that so the computer can search through possible passwords. Once it finds that, then we'll know who this Appleberry really belongs to.
I told you, it probably belongs to me. So if you don't mind...
Whoa, don't touch that.
I have to look to see if it's mine.
Then look at it, without touching.
Yep, it's mine.
What's the password?
I'm not telling you.
Then type it in.
I'll do that after I leave. You're too nosy. So, if you'll just hand it over...
Hold it. Don't touch that phone, Buck.
What's with you guys? I thought this town was all about love and trust and friendship. I'm so disappointed.
Love, trust, and friendship aren't the same as blind stupidity.
Yeah? Well, it is where I come from. Now. Uh-oh. What's that?
The computer.
What does it mean?
Computer has found the password for the Appleberry. Now we can finally settle the issue of who truly owns this troublesome contraption.
Okay, Dad, here's the background. A decade ago, the FBI arrested the real Stiletto. And they made a deal, swapping what he knew in exchange for his identity. Since no one had ever seen him, they turned the legend into the ultimate undercover operation. That's how I stepped into the role.
You're supposed to be retired and in hiding.
Well, I stumbled onto this caper while I was vacationing in Hong Kong. There's an espionage group operating out of there.
That's funny. I go on vacation all the time, and I don't ever stumble onto things like espionage rings.
Well, I guess you don't use the same travel agent I do.
What kind of espionage ring? Terrorists?
No, without the bombs. They're financial terrorists. They want to destroy America through corporate attacks. Technological sabotage and counterfeit money. Lots of money. It's headed by a man named Mr. Grote. I met him, as the Stiletto, and agreed to pull together a network of counterfeiters in this country.
All these counterfeiters are working with a foreign terrorist to wreck America?
Well, they think they're working with a Stiletto on a big scam to make tons of money. There are only a handful of people who know about Mr. Grote and the operation in Hong Kong.
How in the world do we get from big espionage in Hong Kong to a small town like Odyssey?
Uncle Archie's carnival and the auction tomorrow, it's a cover. It's the means to get the money out. The various buyers at the auction will win the equipment they bid on. The equipment will be taken out in trucks, and the money will be hidden in the trucks.
Well, if you know that, why don't you arrest everyone now?
Well, because the money hasn't been moved to the trucks yet, and we don't know where the money's hidden.
Agent Tanner acted like she's on the inside track. Does she know?
No, she's a latecomer. To get a cut of the money. She contacted Dirk Beggs to make a deal, and she nabbed Monty at the carnival to prove she meant business.
And she must know the man Monty saw at the dock.
Yeah, he helped her bring Monty here.
Oh, who is he?
No idea, and I don't think she knows either.
What will you do with her?
Keep her in custody until we finish this case and get her in front of a judge. You know, she could have caused us a lot of trouble, just like Monty. His undercover operation made us very nervous.
What about Dirk?
Small-time thug. He thinks he's working for the Stiletto.
So he tried to kill Monty to help you?
He was supposed to bring him to me in Atlanta alive.
How do you keep it all straight, Jason? Aren't you in danger of getting lost in this labyrinth of lies?
Somebody has to stop these guys. If I don't do it, who will?
Well, that's a talk we're going to have one day.
Well, listen, I'm running out of time. You have to keep all this to yourself. The more people who know, the greater the chance that my cover will get blown.
Oh, there's Detective Polehouse. What if he gets close?
Then the Stiletto will have to deal with it somehow. Look, all I need is 24 hours. The auction's tomorrow, and after that, we can make our move.
Oh, one other thing about Detective Pulhouse.
What's that?
He's on his way here.
Well, then I'm gone.
What should I tell him?
Whatever you think is best. You won't hear from me until this operation is done, unless something goes wrong.
Son, you're playing a very dangerous game.
I know, and that's why I need you to pray a lot.
How do we pray that a deception will work?
We have to pray that the truth will ultimately win over the deception.
Well, that's fine, so long as we know the difference between the two.
Supposed to be doing something before this meeting?
No, just this.
But we're not doing anything. We're meditating. Meditating on what?
Whatever you want. I like to meditate on the crack in the upper pane of that window. Why? Well, it reminds me that sometimes we wind up staring at the imperfections of what's in front of us and miss the perfection beyond.
Oh. What perfection?
Look past the crack in the window to that tree outside.
Oh. It's a bird's nest.
Yeah. You should see the baby birds in the spring.
Wow. That's really profound, Penny.
Profound, Penny. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming, my friends. I hope you've taken advantage of the time to pause and reflect. I'm happy to welcome Connie Kendall to our little group.
Hi.
Hi, Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Hi, Connie.
I think she'll be a valuable addition. Now, today, we're going to explore and meditate on Salvador Dali's La Morte, an evocative series of paintings he did as part of his tarot collection.
Tarot? As in tarot cards?
Connie, is there a question?
Salvador Dali, tarot, that's kind of, you know, satanic.
The practice maybe, but we're not using tarot cards. We're looking at the art.
Oh, you think we're going to discover God in that?
As the creator of all, God is in all. Salvador Dali understood that in his artistic expression.
Oh.
Before we begin our exploration, allow me to appeal for us.
Appeal?
Pray.
O great Creator, who is in us and through us and beyond us, we invite you to join our small meeting. Inspire us to see you in the beauty of art and the beauty that resides in all of us.
Look, Dr. Graham, Lily, I understand completely, but there's a...
No, I warned you, Whit. I told you I was concerned about him leaving the hospital too soon.
Yes, you did. Yes,
and,
you did.
And until I run some tests, I don't know what this latest blow to his head has done. Don't you understand? It's not like the movies. A blow powerful enough to knock a person unconscious is very serious.
All right, well, I'll be there as soon as I can.
No,
I'll...
don't come.
Huh?
There's nothing you can do. Well-guarded, and for now, he's stable. If you come in, it'll only agitate him with all your cops and robbers stuff.
Well, you don't know what we're dealing with here.
And I don't want to know. All I care about is the health of your grandson, which should be your first priority.
Yes, Doctor. You're absolutely right. Call me for anything you need.
Okay, I will. And don't worry, Whit. We're taking good care of him. Goodbye.
Here we go.
Check the building, men.
There's no need to. It's empty.
I want him to check it anyway. They need the practice. Where's Monty?
Back at the hospital.
Oh?
A man can only take so many blows to the head before needing medical attention.
Who conked him?
Agent Tanner.
Where is she?
Gone. I guess visiting the pilot at the hospital was a ruse. She really came here.
No, she went to see the pilot, all right. I got that from the guard we posted. And the pilot confirmed Monty's story. But let me get this straight, Whit. Agent Tanner ran when you came barging in to rescue Monty? Sorry, but you don't look that scary.
Well, you haven't seen my sneer. It can be very intimidating.
What was Agent Tanner's plan? Why'd she grab Monty?
Well, she wanted him out of the way so she could make a deal with the counterfeiters, the Stiletto.
He's really here? Then let's not waste any more time. We've got leads to follow.
Like what?
The toothpick Eugene got to us confirmed that it was Buck Oliver at the site where Monty was kidnapped. And better than that, the fingerprints on the backpack.
Those were Monty's and Dirk Begg's.
Uh-huh. And the rest of it had been wiped clean, except a partial print on a corner of the plastic wrap around the money.
I remember that. It didn't match anyone in your system.
Eugene also gave us a glass of lemonade that Buck handled. His fingerprint looks like it matches the partial print. That means he handled the wrap, if not the money.
Buck is working at my shop this afternoon.
Which is why I need your people to keep an eye on him until I get there.
Where will you be?
I'm off to another lead, a place called the Old Ross Compound.
That's near Trickle Lake.
Tell me what you know about it.
Well, old Ken Ross was a militant militia conspiracy theory type who built a whole compound to keep the enemy out, which is just about everyone. He was arrested after federal agents caught him making bootleg whiskey. And now he's in jail. They also found an entire arsenal of weapons.
Yeah, and I'll wager there's an entire arsenal of counterfeit money up there now. Just a second. Polehouse here. Yeah, Martin? Okay. Watch it until I get there. A truck has just pulled into the Ross compound.
Huh?
A big truck.
Jay, what are you doing?
And I'm watching the counter while Buck tries to get the appleberry from Eugene and Matthew Parker in the basement.
What?
I said I'm watching the counter while Buck tries to...
Yeah, I heard that part.
It was your what that threw me.
I'm puzzling over the part about Buck.
What's the puzzle? I wouldn't trust Buck any further than I could throw him. Unless I've been working out, then I could throw him
Maybe
probably...
Maybe I should go downstairs.
After you tell me where I could find the fresh strawberries.
Wit's End.
Hi, Katrina. It's Whit.
Oh, hello, Whit. What can I do for you?
Where is Buck?
He's in the workshop.
Oh, what's he doing down there?
Apparently, there's some sort of debate with Matthew Parker about who owns an appleberry.
What appleberry?
I'll put you on the speaker. Jay, why are they arguing about an appleberry?
Matthew Parker found it in the woods, and now Buck says it's his.
An appleberry was found in the woods and has been in my workshop? Dirk Begg's phone was right under our noses this whole time?
Dirk what?
Katrina, listen to me very carefully. Don't let Buck or that appleberry leave Wit's End. I'm on my way.
So what are you waiting for? Put in the password.
Well, I assumed you could tell us what it is.
Look, I'm really embarrassed about this, but the truth is, I don't remember my password. It's written down at home.
And which home would that be? The one in Brentwood or the one near Trickle Lake?
Never mind. I'll put in the password. What a strange word. Stiletto. Isn't that an Italian ice cream?
It's a knife. Now I remember. I used it because of my knife collection.
Oh, I see.
S-T-I-L. Is it one L or two?
One.
E-T...
Two T's, unless Mr. Oliver here misspelled it.
I went the conventional route.
Oh.
There, you see? It works. Now give it to me!
No!
Wait a minute.
Let go!
Eugene!
In a moment, Katrina.
Come on!
Matthew! Buck!
Stop
it!
Here? Stop it, everyone! Stop it right now! Oh, that's better. Buck, I'm here to make a citizen's arrest.
A what?
Whit told me to keep Buck from leaving with that appleberry.
I see. Please hand me the appleberry, Buck.
You want the appleberry? Then piece it together!
It's ruined!
Nobody move. Collect all the pieces.
Okay. I found one. Here. Buck, why did you... Buck? He's gone.
Stop him! Come on!
Let's go!
Hey, where are you going?
I have an errand to run.
Oh, no, you don't. Stay right where you are, or I'll fire.
that's an ice cream scoop.
Yeah, it is, and I know how to use it.
Oh, hello, Buck.
Somebody apprehend that you.
Go get it!
Everyone's gone a little crazy, Mr. Whitaker. I really have to go.
I don't think so. You and I are going to have a talk in my office until Detective Pulhouse gets here.
Hey, Skint.
Mr. Skint, to you, Mr. Dosh. What is it?
The boys are nervous about this delivery.
Why?
Because there's a cop watching the place. He's just down the road from the front gate.
Stay with the plan, Mr. Dosh. Everything will work out fine and dandy-like.
Yeah, but I don't think that...
Pine cones and porcupines. It's not for you to think, Mr. Dosh. Just get the job done.
Yes, sir. But what about the cop down the road?
I had one of my boys take him some of my special coffee.
Coffee? You're pulling my leg.
It's the neighborly thing to do.
You've been really quiet, Connie. Well, I get that way after an hour of meditating and exploration, I guess. Ooh, now I'm afraid to ask you a question.
I know what you're going to ask, Penny, and I may as well tell you that I was uncomfortable with this group meeting. I mean, I get the idea of looking for God in the beauty of art and nature, but if you're not grounded in His Word, it's easy to look for Him there and wind up seeing something else that you just confuse with God, and it isn't really Him.
Actually, I was just wondering if you're going to eat the rest of your French fries.
Oh. No, go ahead.
Thanks. We have a lot of things to talk about, huh, Connie?
We sure do.
Tomorrow, on our hike.
Okay.
Are you gonna eat those pickles?
You can have them.
Thanks.
Okay, Whit. Just keep Buck there. Let him cool his heels for a while. I'll send an officer around in case he makes a fuss. I'll be there as soon as I find out what's going on here at the compound.
Well, hurry. Whether Dr. Graham likes it or not, I want to go to the hospital to see Monty.
I think you're better off catching the bad guys and hanging around Monty's bedside. Bye. Okay, Martin, give me an update. Martin? Wake up, Martin! Martin!
Not so loud, Detective.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your nap.
I don't know what happened. I was watching the gate, like you said, and...
Think!
A car came out. A pickup. I didn't see who was in it.
What about the big truck?
No sign of it. But they brought me coffee.
Who did?
One of the guys inside. He said he knew how hard it was staying awake on a stakeout, so he brought me coffee. It seemed like a pretty nice thing to do.
And you drank it.
Well, sure, why not?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because it was drugged. What do you think?
Oh, well, now that you mention it, I got really sleepy really fast.
The crime of the century. And I'm working with one of the three stooges.
I'm sorry, Detective.
You can be sure that truck is gone.
Oh, that's okay. I got the license number.
And?
Well, they ran it at headquarters. It's registered to Uncle Archie's Carnival.
That's it. I have to see what's inside that compound.
How can you do that without a search warrant?
I'm going to return that coffee mug.
Who is this, please?
It's me, Mr. Skint.
Buck, my boy. Where are you? I've been waiting for you at the edge of the park. Do you have the phone?
Well, sir, I had it.
Great.
Until Mr. Whitaker called me.
Oh.
Detective Pulhouse should be here any minute.
Egrets and elderberries. Where are you now? The police station?
I'm at Wit's End, in Mr. Whitaker's office. What am I supposed to do?
This is just like Detroit, my boy. Just like it. They're using you as bait to get to me. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
I can't help you. Goodbye, Buck.
Mr. Skint.
Enter!
Sorry to bother you, sir. You've got a visitor.
Who is it?
The stiletto.
Oh, bring him in.
Oh, okay. Come on in, sir.
Well, Mr. Hagler.
Please, call me Archie, dear friend. It's a pleasure to finally meet the elusive stiletto. Hmm?
Yeah, well, I thought we ought to talk before the big banquet.
Yes, yes, exciting, isn't it? So many people coming from so far to visit my quaint little carnival and auction.
I tell you what, let's just confirm the plan, huh?
Which part?
All of it.
Well, as you should know, the various representatives from our, shall I call it a network? Yes, why not? Our network will bid on my carnival equipment at the auction tomorrow. We'll see to it that the right people win and get to take home their belongings.
You know, there are going to be cops crawling all over the place. Where's the money?
Our benefactor, the manufacturer of the money, has it well hidden.
Well, how are you going to transport it? In the trucks with the equipment?
Yes, no. That was the former plan. Our benefactor is a very cautious fellow. It's how he has survived all these years.
Well, hold the phone. So there's another plan?
You don't know? Oh, dear. Dear. Your associate was given that information.
Which associate?
Dirk Beggs.
You know that Beggs is in a coma, right?
Yes, all the same, our benefactor became concerned about rumors of an undercover operation in Chicago. Right under your nose, shall we say.
Hey, if there's some question about my ability
then
to
then you must take them up with Mr. Grote.
Mr. Grote? He's here?
You don't know? Oh, this is troublesome, sir. Yes, I assumed you were in regular contact with him.
Well, I should be. But it would seem I'm being left out.
It was Mr. Grote who approved this plan, along with our local benefactor. I dare not speak further.
Ah, I see. Well, then I guess we'll all be kept in suspense until tomorrow.
Yes, until tomorrow.
Good night.
Hello? It's Archie. I just had a very odd conversation with the stiletto. Yes, I believe Mr. Grote is right not to trust him. Yes, he should be removed from our plan. Rather, let's remove him altogether.
Proverbs 14:12 says that there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. And Jesus asked in the Gospel of Mark 8:36, "What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul?" In today's episode, we saw Buck, Mr. Skint, and Archie, who are determined to succeed with their sneaky plans. If you could sit down and talk to each one of them, they'd probably have a full explanation for their actions and why they're right to do what they're doing. There's something in our human nature that allows us to convince ourselves that we're completely right, even when we're doing what's clearly wrong. That's why we have to make sure we're completely connected to Jesus through prayer and reading the Bible, so we don't get lost in the ways that seem right to us, but ultimately lead to death and the loss of our very souls. Today's program is a presentation of Focus on the Family. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.